Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I'm going to talk about these topics. So I'm going to, you know, just say talk about my new songs being released. I'm going to do that. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about something about what my goals is and what makes me feel good. You know, feeling good is doing something I like. You know, if I want to try to do something that I don't like, then that's not healthy. Also, when people, you know, in general, try to tell somebody what to do or harass somebody to do something against their will, that's not good. They're negative. And that you know, there's no excuse for that. I say that because I have people in my neighborhood who keep harassing me, say, oh, I got these degrees, I could be the next executive director of a, I told you, mental health center because I have some experience in mental health. And that's not going to make me feel good. And that's practically impossible because I'm not going to be hired there. And that's not what I came out to LA to do. And they keep saying it over and over again. Something is wrong with them. They're negative. I stay away from people like that. You don't do that to people. That's wrong. That several times I was not going to be no mental health director. That's not in the cards. I came out to LA to be a superstar or to be in the music business. That's wrong. But my suggestion to them, I said in the previous podcast, if they want someone to lead them or whatever, go to school or volunteer, become a leader yourself, or look for another somebody. That's for somebody who wants to be a leader with a master's degree or something, somebody who wants to be a director, not for something, not harass me against my will. And, you know, I don't want to deal with people with mental health issues or work with it because I got a BA in psychology and I worked a bit in mental health and that was it. My experiences personally with people with mental health issues were very traumatic, including being a victim of crime. I cannot do that. You know, that's just not my that's not my prerogative or my destiny. So when I keep doing it, I have to stay away, you know, I stay away from people like that, and something is seriously wrong with these people. That's so negative. Don't force people to be something that they don't want to do. That's not right. Feeling good is about doing something I like, and that means positive. Being an entertainer, having something to fall back on, which I do, but it's not to be a director of a mental health organization. It's not in the cards. They need to stop. Just like when somebody say, you know, they talk about a rock band. There's no rock band. I'm working, you know, rock band to just jam and that's it. I didn't get into any band to just jam. I got into a band to jam and try to make it into Hollywood fame and fortune as a professional singer. As a songwriter, and I am a professional singer songwriter right now. So when they said, just get on and play my guitar for nothing, I mean, that's a waste. I didn't come out here to be amateurs or just to sit around with a guitar and play for a few people and be happy. And they were referring to this band a long, long time ago. That was not a professional band. You know? That was not. And they said I don't believe one word, but they said they played in front of people in the industry, or me jumping up and down with the microphone, whatever. That's a rock and roll group. that was not professional. I was just having fun. And, you know, sounding like AC/DC at the time was a good thing, because AC/DC sold hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars with that type of voice, or Led Zeppelin. Why I am a rock singer, I'm a multifaceted. Pop, rock, I do a little rap, I do a little of everything. Versatile. I consider myself pretty much a pop singer. So I do rock. But, you know, when they say rock and roll band, they ought to touch me reality. What rock band? To get into, I had to be with a professional band, and we go to the Whiskey or something like that, we play. That's the kind of band I want to be in. I don't want to be in a band that sit around and that's it. And they have to be healthy, you know. So these people were referring to just getting into a band to just jam and sit at a rec center or someplace and play. They are out of touch with reality. I'm one of these people got any mental health issues. Do you know I'm in professional, the music, Hollywood professional business? I don't want to deal with people who are delusional or out of touch with reality either. I can't deal with somebody who's not well or somebody who's negative. I said this before. Negative people, negative situation bring negative consequences. I'm not going to hang around with no criminal, regardless of what it comes up. No criminals, no self-destructive, no low-functioning people, and no people who are, and I cannot hang out with people who are not well mentally or physically. Because they hurt me. They would hurt me. That hurts everybody. It messes up the whole situation. Alcohol and drug addicts, I learned that a long time ago. When I deal with people, I think around people healthy, who are healthy. Because people who are not healthy or people who are criminals hurt people. So, that's not, I wouldn't be feeling good about myself if I dealt with that. And I'm not going to be with no amateur band. However, while I would play, you know, jam with other people, my goal is to be professional. I'm sorry. That's why I came to L.A., Hollywood. If that goes, if I stop, then I need to leave Hollywood. But the point is that we don't pressure or force people to do something they don't want to do, and we don't say things that ain't true. Like this person said, I'm a comedian. I'm not no freaking comedian. I never was a comedian professionally. I had no desire to be a professional comedian. While I do have a desire to be a comic actor, because I can be a great actor with a skit, do a script, and I can be a comic actor and have fun, and I joke around, but I'm not no comedian. I'm a singer, songwriter, musician, but I'm also open to acting. The acting movies had no script, so it didn't show my acting abilities. I'm just acting silly on a movie that's been put on a database, IMDb. But I had to feel good about myself. And that's another thing. These people said they don't feel good about themselves. If they don't feel good about themselves, then go seek a therapist, because I'm not a therapist. I don't know why would they say something like that, feel good about themselves. Go seek a therapist to help them, and don't do bad things to people, you know. So that's how I feel about this situation. Now, I like to think, when coming to other people's dreams, like my dreams, I respect them tremendously. Someone in the industry, because I have people or an actor who got further than me, and I always respect them. Because, you know, it's like, it's hard to be an artist, and for them to get to the next level is so cool, because I got morals, you know. I'm a very good person. Unlike some people in this world, I'm a very good person. When I hear somebody going for an acting dream or a music dream or a doctor, lawyer, I always say nice things to them. And I wish their dream come true. Because it's good. It's positive. Unfortunately, some people aren't that way. They get jealous or they feel threatened because they're antisocial. The reason why I say that is because people have continuously doing this to me, trying to stop me from being a lawyer, doctor, trying to stop me from being in the music industry because they're jealous, want to steal my song, make up stories about me, put me down, harass me, taunt me, because they are antisocial. They're dangerous. I stay away from these people. They're negative. They're going to hurt somebody. Stay away from them. It's these haters, these criminals are dangerous. They don't like to see me make my dream come true. And I have to stay away from them forever. Low-functioning people, dangerous people, people who are criminals. You don't hang out with alcoholic drug addicts. You don't hang out with somebody who's going to say something negative or put me down or try to tell people lies about me or try to steal my song or say something. You don't hang out with people like that. They're evil. And let me tell you, negative people will not get very far. Evil dreams will not get very far because it's wrong. And I leave it there. So let me talk about my new songs since I'm out here. You know, it's just a live songs, you know, that I written, that I copyright, because I copyright everything I have to in this day and age. You know, and it's called Basic Jam. Now listen to this. This is a song that came out. Hope you like it. Listen to it on Spotify, Deezer. It's experimenting rap. I sound good without a microphone. I sound pretty good. And I wrote the keyboard melody, the keyboard solo. I wrote, you know, the lyrics and the keyboard solo, the drums. That was my song, Basic Jam Part 2. You know, as a musician, you had to expand. For me, I had to expand my horizons. I had to expand my knowledge of music by experimenting with different things sometimes to get a grasp on how music is. So I hope you like it. And the other one that I released, you know, there were a few. You know, I want my Hollywood dream. I want my make my dreams come true. You know, that song is just an original or melody song that I've written. You know, I have, you know, let me tell you about I Wanted My Dreams to Come True. It's just an instrumental, and I sing a little joking around or sing it at the end. People say, oh, I didn't sound good or whatever. First of all, my response is I sound very good. That's an original song. I've written the whole thing on the keyboard. It is copyright. It's protected. I Wanted My Dreams to Come True. It's different from I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. It's called I Wanted to Make My Dreams Come True. It does have lyrics and my voice to it, but I decided to just release it as an instrumental. It is just playing around with the keys. It's an original song. It sounds very good. It's not as, you know, jazzy or whatever as some of the stuff I've done on the keyboard. So I will not accept any criticism of that, of my piano player. Of course, being an artist, they always criticize. So even for big magazines, like, oh, you sound awful, you know, I don't listen to that. I sound good because I've written that whole song. And yes, in order to make sure I keep it safe, I had to copyright it and I published it. I wanted to make my dreams come true, which is the name of the song. Again, I wanted to make my dreams come true. It's an original song. So. And I hope you like that. There was the other one, I Do Love You, and I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. You'll see that. You heard that, too. That was released, too. Those are live versions on my podcast. You know, I enjoy doing that because I performed so many years. And going for the dream is such a part of my vocabulary and person, you know, soul that it's about doing something that I really love and feeling good about doing what I like. And going for dreams means I have to work hard. That's why it's like with my dreams, I had to stand steadfast, make my decisions that I feel is best, but it's part of going for that dream. It's very difficult to obtain dreams. But at the same time, if somebody has other artists who are musicians, songwriters, who want to make it in Hollywood, or other people who want to make their dream to make as a lawyer, doctor. I mean, I heard somebody yesterday said her dream was to be a lawyer. Then I hope it come true, because it's going to come true, how hard that person works. Or if somebody, you know, somebody said they wanted to make an actor, I always be enthused with it and be respectful of their dream and wish them the best of luck. Always wish them the best of luck. Especially for artists, it's very difficult to be an artist, how hard the life of an artist is, and I'm living it. So when somebody's trying to undermine or lie and say I'm a comedian, I'm not no freaking comedian. I mean, if someone gave me an offer to do something, but I ain't got no offers or anything. I'm a starry musician, artist who wants to make it to the next level. Artist as a musician, singer, songwriter, and I'm an actor. So don't be making up stories about it, because that's a dream-killing thing. Stay away from the dream killers. I'm dealing with them now around me. They don't like to see someone like me make it, or they kind of have these false illusions about me, lies. I have people who still think this ain't near Hollywood. They think they're living in Kansas. You know what? I stay away from those people. Haters love to target dreams, people with dreams like me. And I can't let them take my dream away. Feeling good is doing something I like. Go for your dream. May it come true. Stay away from dream killers. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.